pitch on the way. And Muncy hits it in the air down the left field line. Rasmus to his right, gets behind it, makes the catch. Tagging and trying to score from third now as Healy throw to the plate up the line. However, Castro able to dive back and tag out the runner before he can get to the plate. Outfield assist from Colby Rasmus. Welcome back as he guns down Healy, and the inning draws to a close.
Astros lead the majors in outfield assists. Rasmus among those leaders. A bullet throw, not perfectly on line, but Castro got it quickly enough where he could dive back and get that tag in just before Healy got there.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Two out of nobody on for Colby Rasmus. Came off the DL today. He had been out since August 7th, having surgery to remove a cyst in his right ear. It was affecting his balance, his equilibrium. 0 for 23 before he finally went on the disabled list.
That imbalance was also causing Colby to change his swing because he wasn't picking up the ball very quickly. And you can't discount the fact that he's a very, very popular guy in the clubhouse. Very good teammate. Takes it upon himself to be a good veteran, teach the young guys how to play the game the right way.
Yeah, his presence was definitely missed on and off the field. Here's the 1-2. And Rasmus hits it high in the air and deep to right field. And you can kiss that one goodbye. Colby Rasmus off the DL goes yard. And the Astros lead it 1-0. Rasmus, his 13th of the year.
Well, not only popular in the clubhouse, popular with the Astros fans. Who needs a rehab assignment?
That's how you end an 0 for 23. The 0-2 to Alonso. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the slider, and that is the ball game. The Astros take their second in a row from the Oakland A's, winning the night by a final of 3-1.
You got a healthy Colby Rasmus back in the fold. That could mean a lot for the Astros. And here we go. Another series win, Robert. Try to go for the sweep tomorrow.
And we're pleased to be joined now by the Landry's player of the game. Got his sixth save of the season tonight. Ken Giles joining us. And, you know, your nickname's 100 Miles Giles, and we got to see why on your strikeout to start the inning by Chris Davis. Got him on a 3-2 fastball that was clocked at 100 miles an hour on the stadium radar gun. Does it feel different when you get it triple digits?
It feels a little bit different. It's more electricity towards the back end of my ball. I mean, and it gets all and all my teammates fired up and all the crowd fired up. That's all it takes.
Hey, be honest, Kenny. Do you ever look at the radar reading on the ribbon scoreboard here?
I mean, on that one I did. I mean, I really got out in front of that one. So
nice.
I really had to see if I got it or not.
I love it.
So the Astros, you know, you're playing good baseball right now. This just has to be a great atmosphere. You're in the bullpen during the game and in the clubhouse before the game, whenever the team is winning and fighting for a playoff spot. This is what you want.
Oh, yeah, this is what you want, a nice comfort zone right now, and all our hitters are in a good mood right now. I mean, everybody's trying to not try to do too much. They're trying to find a good pitch to hit. I mean, they're staying patient up there, and that's the great thing about us winning right now.
Hey, Ken, last thing. It was nice to have Colby Rasmus back out there, a healthy Colby Rasmus. You guys were pretty pumped.
Oh, yeah, I was really pumped. I wanted to see a Colby Jack so bad today, so I finally got it, so I was really excited for him.
All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the save and on the Astros win.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros with a victory yesterday over the Oakland A's and now have a chance for a sweep today. And, you know, Colin McHugh, it seems like getting through six innings has been a bit of a wall for him lately. Three straight starts, he had failed to do that. But not only six innings yesterday, but six shutout innings, pitched really well.
Yeah, and it was getting into the game was the key for him. You know, he's had a hard time in the first and second inning the last couple starts. Yesterday he was able to get through those innings, and then the middle part of his outing I thought was his best. His breaking ball was really good, his finished fastball was good, and then he obviously at the end was able to pitch out of a jam to finish his outing at six innings. So I love when he gets into the inning clean to start the game. That always makes it a little bit easier for him, and once he finds his rhythm, he's a pretty effective pitcher.
And you're finally able to get back to using your 7th, 8th, 9th combination with Harris, Gregerson, and Giles in that order. And, you know, Gregerson allowed the unearned run, but that was it. And that's I imagine, how you plan to stack it up moving forward.
Yeah, we haven't had it for about a month. Yeah. There's been one issue or another. It was, you know, the injury to Gregerson, Giles' family with the baby, and Harris has been available the entire time. But it's nice when you have that and your starter can go six, you hand it over to your good bullpen, and they all do their job. The one earned run wasn't Luke's fault. We had a mishap at short. But when we can get nine outs out of those guys, and the starter gives us 18, we have a really good chance to win.
And Alex Bregman, an RBI single in the middle of the, he had a couple of home runs in the game, but also an RBI single from Bregman. And early in his big league career, he has shown a knack with runners in scoring position, hitting better than 400.
Yeah, he does. He puts the ball on the barrel quite a bit and hits the ball on the line. And it's very effective for him. He uses the middle of the field very well. It's hard to get him to roll over to third base or shortstop, which is key. And it's interesting to watch him hunt the pitches with runners in scoring position and how he's really, really tough with two strikes and two outs. And that's a good sign early in his career to be that calm in the moment and continue to be clutch. And hitting in front of Altuve probably helps, but, hitting the ball in the barrel is probably the most beneficial.
When he addressed the media before the game yesterday, Colby Rasmus talked about how he felt like he didn't need a rehab assignment, that he felt like he was ready to contribute in his first at-bat. He winds up hitting a home run, so I guess that proved him right.
Yeah, no, he was adamant that his body felt good. He looked great in the BPs the last few days, and he's gotten a lot of work in over the last couple weeks. But you never quite know how your timing's going to be once the regular competition starts. And he fouled off a couple tough pitches in his first at-bat, gets the home run, which obviously sparked us, and we welcome him back with open arms when he does stuff like that.
Last day of August, so rosters expand tomorrow. Astros will be off tomorrow, start a series Friday in Arlington. And I imagine you already have an idea of September call-ups, probably a few different waves?
Yeah, we'll have two waves. The first wave will probably focus more on the bullpen and get some arms up here to help the bullpen out. You never want to overtax your pen this time of year. And the second wave will be a couple players that are finishing their season. You know, we hope to activate Tucker along the way. He's on the DL. He looks to join us either in Texas or Cleveland. And then you know, you always add an extra catcher. You may bring Tyler White back and guys that have been here before. But it'll be nice to see the familiar faces again. We may have one or two faces that we haven't seen yet. We'll see how the season ends in AAA. But I'd look for four or five, six guys to join us.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
It was always tough to win in Atlanta, but in 1998, the Astros thought they could win anywhere, anytime. August 31st at Fulton County Stadium was an example of that confidence. Mike Hampton pitched well, but John Smoltz was better until the ninth. The Astros came up for the last time, trailing 3-1. But Craig Biggio, Bill Spires, and Derek Bell greeted Smoltz with singles. Kerry Leitenberg replaced Smoltz, and Jeff Bagwell got the Astros' fourth straight hit, making it 3-2. Moises Lou followed with yet another hit to tie the game, but Leitenberg got a line out and a strikeout. Extra innings? No. Brad Ausmus singled home the lead run, and Billy Wagner came in for his 26th save.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Hey, everybody, this is Steve Sparks, Joe Musgrove, my guest on NOLA Po' Boys Astro Launch. And for you, Joe, great game on Monday. You get this series started off in a great way. You guys have a chance to sweep this series with Oakland, just racking them up right now. But it's probably felt pretty good for you after a couple of subpar games to come out there and help the team out.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been battling kind of ups and downs of getting used to the new things up here and adjusting. Sure. And trying to figure out the right ways. And then also working with the catchers. You know, I haven't thrown to Gattis and I haven't thrown to Castro hardly at all. So, trying to get on the same page and create that chemistry and stuff with them has been something we've been working on as well. So, but it definitely does feel good to get out there and get a good one under the belt.
Absolutely. And that communication with the catcher, I mean, just them getting to know what you're comfortable throwing in tough counts and in big moments, is that the big thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And the trust factor, you know, I want him to understand what pitches I'm most comfortable throwing in certain counts. And, you know, I want him to be able to see how my stuff plays to righties and plays to lefties. And I trust them when I'm out there. You know, I let them call the games unless there's a situation where I really feel strongly about a pitch. You know, I'll kind of ride with the catcher for most of the game. So the more they can get to know me, the better chemistry we'll have and the better flow.
How's the conviction? I mean, sometimes every once in a while a catcher will give a sign, and does that give you a little bit of pause in what you're going to throw and cause you to have a little less conviction on certain pitches?
Yeah, at times, absolutely. And I tried, that happened to me the other day, actually. I was in the middle of the pitch in the windup. I kind of just stopped and gave up on it because it wasn't a pitch that I was completely bought in on, and I wasn't going to throw it, especially with the three balls and, you know, on the count. So, there's definitely times like that. But like I said, as we go on, it'll get a little easier and they'll have a little more comfort with me. So,
first time in a long time that you've walked three guys in one game. Does that matter to you, or is it just more about executing good pitches in certain situations? And the walks will take care of themselves because you have good command?
Yeah, absolutely. Always, you know, the execution of the pitch is the first thing in mind, and, you know, you never want to walk anybody, and especially three in the same game, and I don't think I've ever had that before. So, but, yeah, you know, you definitely put yourself in a tougher situation with guys on base, especially walks and early walks in the inning, you know, with no one out.
Right.
You know, creates a different scenario for the inning, and your mentality of how you're attacking guys changes a little bit. So there's definitely a different situation when you're in that.
Yeah. Talking with Joe Musgrove, Astros starting pitcher, you got a chance to pitch against the Texas Rangers in the next game. You guys are going to have a great series up in Arlington. What's your mindset going into that? I know you're a confident guy and you're a disciplined guy, but a little extra excitement playing against this team because you guys are chasing them.
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that we're behind them a little bit and the fact that it's at their place, you know, things are going to intensify a little bit. So I'm going to try to control myself and try to stay within myself and do what I know how to do. And, you know, I've had success against them my last time out, but they also hadn't seen me before. So, you know, I'll get with the guys, I'll get with Castro and Gaddy and see what they think. But, you know, I plan on going at them the same way until they prove me different. So,
tell me about how your body feels. This is your first chance to play that extra month. You actually even got shut down last year just after 100 innings. How are you feeling this year going into that last month?
You know, I'm feeling better than I was at this point last year. Uh-huh. But, you know, my body's definitely starting to feel it. You know, I'm at a high in innings for my career. So this is all stuff that I'm in the territory I'm not used to now. Yeah. So, but I feel good, man, and the energy in the clubhouse and the idea of getting to the playoffs and getting to play is pushing me through it. So, yeah, I'll be ready to go.
What have you learned so far?
You know, I've kind of rode out a lot on my energy and my passion out there when I play. So, you know, you get away with a lot of that at the lower levels with guys that make mistakes. Up here, guys don't make mistakes as much, you know. So that, and then I'm trying to learn how to gauge myself. You know, I'm a guy that has to go out there and, you know, kind of go as hard as I can, as long as I can. That's when I'm at my best. But, you know, talking with CP, he made a real good analogy as we're like NASCAR drivers, you know. We have to find that happy medium where we can keep our needle in the red but not be pegging it the entire race, you know, and gas ourselves early. So I'm trying to gauge, you know, how to stay in a good mindset and a good tempo of the game without relaxing too much but also without gassing myself too early. So
how about the few outings that you have pitched when you've done extremely well? Does that help you with your confidence knowing that your stuff, when you execute, you can be successful at this level? I mean, that's been answered.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, that was one of the first things I said when I came up here. You know, you always wait for your chance to get up here, and then your biggest concern is, you know, is my stuff going to play at this level, or is it only good enough to get the minor league guys out? You know, and you see it against, you know, Texas and Toronto, my first two outings. Those are, you know, two real good lineups. So, yeah, it gives you that extra little confidence, and I've always trusted my stuff. You know, I can't really control what happens once the ball leaves my hand, so I put in my work between starts and then game day, just go have fun.
That's Joe Musgrove, 30 games left, man. Just keep it rolling, and thanks for catching up.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Steve.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.